Look at me remembering to record everybody. It's a big deal. Hi, Monique. Good to see you. Geraldine. Oh my God, I haven't seen you like forever. Hi, Donna. Hi, everyone. Good to see everybody. So we are going to start. This is a great topic. So basically, we are going to talk about how to love your body through exercise. And when I was putting this workshop together, I'm like, this is so important. So I hope everyone's doing things that feed their joy and just remember that. So we're gonna get right into it because everyone's like, it's time for me to put my pajamas on and go to bed, Antonetta, so make it snappy. So I hear you, okay? Because my pajamas are waiting for me. No, you guys are so cute. So we are going to talk today about, your body and exercise. So I'm gonna try to make this as exciting as possible because I know it's tough just sitting there and listening. Let me know in the chat if you have any questions or if you want to pipe in and be like, yes, I agree, or no, I don't like that comment. It's all good. But let me know. And then we can make it as interactive as humanly possible. So basically, you need to find a method of exercise that you enjoy and do it regularly. So don't exercise to lose weight or to fight your body. Do it to make your body healthy and strong because it makes you feel good. So let's get into that mentality, okay? So exercise for the three F's. I thought of this and it was fantastic. So exercise for the three F's. What is it? Fun, fitness, and friendship. I know. Sometimes I amaze myself too, everyone. So here we go. So how to fall back in love with your physical body. So I wanted to do this a little bit differently because I think it's always good to remind ourselves of a couple of things, okay? Nicole did Aqua Boot Camp today. So good. Like, honestly, so fun. So here we go. So learning to love your body and build a loving relationship with all parts of your physical self is essential if you want to feel good in your own skin. You're like, I knew that, Antonetta, but sometimes we need to remind ourselves of these things. So after all, we live in and through our physical body from the day we were born until the day we cross the bridge. So it is our home. It keeps us alive and allows us to experience the world around us, right? So, but very often our relationship with our body is quite bitter. So we tend to be very critical and demanding and honestly pretty ungrateful, right? So this harsh way we treat our bodies is not our fault. We learned it in the course of our upbringing from our parents and grandparents and above all from the society and culture we live in. You know, we've been marinated in this negativity for years. Although it is not our fault, it's our responsibility to make the choice whether we continue to treat our body in this disrespectful way or not. I think that's over, right? So we can keep setting unrealistic standards and absurd expectations for our bodies, or we can look through and beyond all the negative patterns and make a conscious choice to build a different kind of relationship with our precious body. Okay, that's very important. So a relationship that is loving, supportive, and kind. So especially if we want to stay healthy and build true and authentic self-confidence. Okay, so that's the goal. So I want to show you how you can easily start building this loving and supportive relationship with your body. My body, your body is totally different. Okay, so everyone's different. So it doesn't mean that we're less than, right? So we came up with three exercises which will allow you to make a big shift in how you experience your body and will bring much more kindness and compassion to how you relate to it on an everyday basis. They're like, ooh, what are those exercises? I'm gonna tell you. So, learning to love your body starts with how you experience it day to day. So, exercise one. Instead of being focused on appearance, fall in love with what your body can do for you. Okay? So, So we live in an appearance-obsessed culture. So every day we are bombarded with set definitions of what we should look like in order to be attractive, sexy, or beautiful. So every movie, TV show, ad on social media, or magazine is promoting certain standards, often quite absurd, to be honest, of what is beautiful and what isn't. And what's even worse, they also promote the concept that meeting these standards is absolutely necessary for us to feel successful, happy, and to be loved, right? So your first exercise is to forget for a moment about what your body looks like and focus on what it does for you. Okay, so focus on that. So your body is a true miracle. It consists of trillions of cells, which are all alive and working hard to keep you well. So each of these cells pulsates with life and communicates with other cells, sending intricate signals through chemical, electrical, hormonal pathways. So your heart beats and pumps blood without you even thinking about it. Your breath, it comes in rhythm even when you're asleep. Think about all the bones, muscles, joints, ligaments that work together so that you can move, walk, run, jump. They say it takes about 100 muscles to say hello. Isn't that crazy? I know. Okay, so we take all this for granted. Well, some of us, we take it for granted, not all of us. Totally oblivious to the miracle happening inside us all the time. So we pay no notice to all this. Instead, we focus on the fact that our girls, if you know what I mean, are too small or too big, or our belly is too big, or our thighs are too thick. We focus on that. So I would like to invite you to focus on and list as many things as you can that your body does for you, especially those which you like a lot. So I'm gonna list a few. I'm gonna tell you a few. If you wanna add it in the comments, by all means, if I miss the one that you're thinking about. So I put a list together. So the question is again, so focus on and list as many things as you can that your body does for you. I love how my body feels the sunshine on my skin. I can smell the sea or roses or the ocean. Hug your loved ones. Walking barefoot on the sandy beach. Tasting your favorite food. The smell and taste of coffee and tea. Oh my God, one of my favorites, right? Feel the texture of your favorite blanket or your pajamas. Okay? See the beauty of nature around you. Make music, listen to music. Draw, paint, knit. So those are a sort of couple of things that I thought of. And then take a bite of time to fully, sorry, take a bit of time to fully experience as many of these things as you can during the next few days. Okay. So keeping in mind that it's only through your physical body that you can enjoy them. Isn't that true? Okay. Now, the next portion is shifting your perspective to look inward. So, the best exercise for learning to love your body. Okay. So, another exercise I was thinking is instead of looking at your body from the outside perspective, start living from the inside. Okay. At the first sight, it seems quite obvious. We all live from the inside, right? But unfortunately, from a very early age, we are taught by our parents, teachers, advertisements, social media, to look at ourselves and often judge ourselves through the eyes of other people. So it is such a huge part of our culture that it often becomes our default position. Will I look fat in this dress? Will they notice I gained weight? Will they think I let myself go? Have you realized that we are so concerned about extra centimeters around our waist, mostly because of others around us? We would often say that we don't feel well with this extra weight, or we don't feel like ourselves any longer. But check well within yourself what it really means to you and how big is the part of others play in this feeling. We are so afraid of being judged or not being approved of. It breaks my heart when, I think about that. And of course, this refers not only to our body image, it is like equally true about other choices, decisions, and actions we take. So we are subconsciously observe of ourselves and often judge as well from the outside perspective. And this habit is not only the source of plenty of criticism, nastiness sometimes, or even bullying we instill in our own body, but also the source of deep and painful disconnection. So if you do not inhabit, your body fully, you are living in your head mostly, overthinking, overanalyzing, judging and comparing, often feeling confused, lost, and trapped. So all this because you're not in touch with the essential information and guidance that is constantly sent by your body to help you navigate your way through life and relationships. So here comes your second exercise. Start experimenting with experiencing your life from the inside. Okay? So again, it's just a shift in perspective. So whether you catch yourself thinking, how do I look? What are they thinking about me? What will they say? Bring your attention back inside, home to yourself. So notice the sensations in your body. Notice the emotions flowing through. Put your hand on the place in your body that is calling for your attention with gentleness and kindness. Listen to what your body wants to tell you. Do this, especially in the moments when you catch yourself going into the judgment mode and being harsh on your body, appearances, aches and pains, or even the illness or disease. Soften your energy and bring your attention inside and take some time to focus on how you experience your body here. And now with and know with as much kindness and compassion as you can find in your heart. So this requires a bit of practice. But once you learn how to understand the subtle language your body talks to you all the time, you will never, ever be so harsh on it as you used to. So I'm going to give you an example. So I'm going to see a raise of hands. How many of stop ourselves for going swimming, for example, because we automatically judge ourselves and say, well, I don't look good in a bathing suit. A lot of us, right? A lot of us don't go swimming because I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. But think about all the times you said no because of the thoughts you think everybody else is thinking when they look at you. You just lost all those experiences, right? So I'm telling you, that's the story you're telling yourself. Others are not saying those stories. So just have fun. Just be you. Be thankful that you can put on your bathing suit by yourself. Be thankful that you can walk to the swimming pool. Be thankful that you can jump in water. Be thankful that you've got arms and legs to swim with. You know what I mean? But think of it that way, okay? If you can. It takes a little bit of practice. It's not easy, but that's the best way to think about it. Fall in love with the experience your body is having and release the outcome. So this is a third exercise that I want you guys to think about. So instead of pushing for results, fall in love with enjoying the experience. I know you're like, wow, that's pretty deep. I'm like, I know. So we are deeply conditioned to stay task-oriented, efficient, and productive as often as possible. So we want to get things done, create results, and achieve goals. But unfortunately, very often we lose here and now experience in the process. And then it feels like life is slipping through our fingers. Okay, so I'm gonna put my hand up like that. Sometimes I feel that life is slipping through my fingers because we have so many goals and visions that we wanna do. And you're like, oh my God, another week has gone by. Do you know what I mean? So we use the same approach towards our body. We are never satisfied with what it looks like or how it performs. And so we try to push it to change, to be better, to do better, to meet our, are they really ours, standards and experience expectations. But when our relationship with our own body becomes superficial, one-sided, and goal-oriented, it creates more harm than good. So as a result, we tend to overeat or undereat. We starve and then we binge. We smoke cigarettes, abuse wine or chocolate, exercise compulsively, or deny ourselves water. We forget to rest. We relate to our bodies as a series of things that need to be improved upon or fixed. This never works, right? And it keeps us trapped in the loop of being unhappy with our body, pushing hard to fix the problem, failing, feeling disappointed and powerless, often guilty and ashamed as well, and starting the same cycle again. So the secret is we need to start with accepting our body just the way it is. So we need to start with building a relationship that, just as any healthy relationship, needs to be two-way reciprocal. And whatever we want to change, we need to change with respect and love. Pushing for change out of dissatisfaction, disapproval, disgust, or even hate never works. That's why so many diets fail, right? So instead of pushing for results, focus on pleasure and playfulness. I hope that makes sense. Does that make sense? Okay. So loving your body fully comes from experiencing life with all of your senses. So our feminine body is created to experience, sensual pleasure, for example, and it can come in so many different forms and shapes. Surround yourself with beauty. Eat and drink what really awakens your taste buds and take time to notice that color, texture, smell of food. If you do your exercises, physical exercises, notice how your body is feeling, how good it feels to be able to move it. See the beauty of the world around you and feel how it awakens your senses. How many times, show of hands, when you put your running shoes on and you go for a walk, you're like, man, thank God I'm out here. Look how beautiful the day is. Or like, look at all the great snow. You know what I mean? You feel so much better. It's the senses, right? You're not thinking like, well, I did this walk in 43 minutes and Tanetta says she did it in 23 minutes, so I suck at it. No, okay? That's not what we're going to do. We're going to change the perspective. Try to dance and move your body in the most, fun way and enjoy the full of that energy. You know what I mean? So breathe, breathe and breathe fully and consciously, and use the power of touch. Like, I love that too. As this boy, this way you'll make you feel more alive, more present, more connected to yourself and your physical body. It also allow you to soften and become more self-compassionate and self-loving. Okay, so this is the best path to feeling truly at home with your body, grounded, confident, and attractive, because all you ever wanted from life starts with self-love. Does it not? Yes? Can I get an amen? Amen, everyone. Is everyone still with me? Okay, so in the pursuit of self-care, we often overlook the transformative power of physical activities. Okay, so engaging in mindful movement not only nurtures our physical well-being, but also nurtures our mental, emotional, and spiritual health. It also allows us to connect with our bodies, release stress, and cultivate a deeper sense of presence. So I'm going to give you an example of what that means. So many of you know that I love to line dance. Am I the best line dancer? No. I do it because it feeds my joy. Okay. Do I make mistakes? All the time. Do I bump into people? Sure. But it brings me joy. It enhances my senses. I just love it. So it doesn't matter. I'm not thinking about how I look. I'm not thinking about, what my feet are doing. I'm just like going with the flow. It just comes naturally because I allow that to come in naturally. And I'm okay if I bump into somebody. If I'm okay, I'm like, damn it, I forgot a step. It's okay. Okay. So, what I would also like to say is that if you explore the art of mindful movement as a form of self-care, it's numerous benefits and real life examples of of some of individuals that I've spoken to. So I'm going to give you some examples of real life examples on how the art of mindful movement is a form of self-care for these individuals. So they experienced a profound impact on their well-being. So understanding mindful movement. So before I get into that, I'll let you know. So mindful movement encompasses various forms of physical activities that are performed with a heightened sense of awareness and presence, right? It also involves fully immersing ourselves in experience of the activity, line dancing, for example, focusing on the sensation, the breath, and the present moment. So if you love Aquafit, do it because it brings you joy. If you like chair workouts, do it because it puts a smile on your face. If you like, dancing to your favorite song in your bathroom, do it. Right? It just feeds your joy. So, the expression that says dance like nobody's watching? That's how we should live our life. Okay? So, engaging in mindful movement brings forth like an array of benefits that positively impact our overall well-being. So here are some of the inspiring advantages that have been observed after I spoke to three different people. The names that I'm going to use are not their true names. Okay. Improved physical health. So mindful movement contributes to increased physical activities, strength, flexibility, and balance. So regular physical activity helps prevent chronic illnesses. It boosts our immune system, promotes longevity. Okay, so here are real life examples. Sarah's yoga practice. Let's think about Sarah. So Sarah is a busy professional, turned to yoga as a form of self-care. Through regular practice, she discovered the transformative power of connecting to breath and movement. Yoga allowed her to release tension, find balance, and cultivate a sense of calm amidst her demanding schedule. So Sarah's yoga practice not only improved her physical strength and flexibility, but also nurtured her mental and emotional well-being. So Sarah told me a couple of times when she did yoga, she was always looking and to see how everyone else is doing the movements, and she couldn't do the same style of movement as everyone else did. But the instructor reminded her, it's a you do you place, right? So do what you can, because eventually it organically changes and you walk faster or you do the pose better. It's just with practice and allowing yourself to do it and feel comfortable. Okay. Another one is Mark's running ritual. So Mark is seeking an outlet to manage stress and clear his mind. So he took up running. So he found that through mindful running, he could channel his energy and focus on that rhythmic motion of his body. So as Mark immersed himself in the present moment during his runs, he experienced a sense of liberation and mental clarity. Running became a meditative practice that nourished his mind, body, and spirit. He could probably run like, what's that guy's name? What's his name? Forrest Gump. He can run like that. He can run in a straight line. He can run in any form of running. He's just doing it because he needs that for his soul. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to tell you guys, okay? Another example is Emma's dance therapy. So Emma's facing emotional challenges, discovered that therapeutic power of dance, okay? So she joined a dance class where she could express her emotions through movement. Dancing became a cathartic release, allowing her to process her feelings and connect with her body on a deeper level. So Emma found healing and empowerment through the combination of mindful movement and self-expression. Okay, so think about dancing. So I'm going to give you examples. I'm going to use someone's name here that you know. So remember, do you know anybody here know Paula? Paula dances differently than me, but Paula dances the way that feeds her soul. I try to dance like Paula, but I can't. So I do my own style dancing. Okay. So that brings me joy. Okay. So think about that. So she moves in different ways. It doesn't mean that she's better than me. We're equal. I dance one way, she dance another. So the way that I dance fills my soul with happiness. And she dances one way that she just doesn't think or see anybody else around her. She thinks she's dancing by herself. Okay. Which I love. So let's dance like Paula. Okay. So we're going to do practical mindful movement practices. So here are some inspiring ways to incorporate mindful movement into your self-care routine. Try yoga or Pilates. So engage in a yoga or Pilates practice that focuses on breath awareness, okay, and mindful movement and body alignment. So these practices promote flexibility, strength, and inner calm. Okay. Walking or nature hikes. Take mindful walks in nature. So when I'm talking about mindfulness, I want you to allow yourself to fully experience the sights, the sounds, and sensations of the environment. Engage all your senses as you immerse yourself in the beauty of the natural world. Think about walking. There's a lot of people on this planet that wish that they can walk. Some of them are in jail for 25 years. Imagine them. They're like, I wish I can go for a hike. So let's not take it for granted. You are in a country that is peaceful and you can go for a walk without bombs happening. You don't feel afraid going for a walk. You can go for a walk anytime. You can enjoy nature's hikes, paths. We have so many forests around us. So think about that. That's what I mean about being mindful. Okay. Another one is Tai Chi. So explore the gentle martial arts practice of Tai Chi. So these ancient practices emphasize slow, flowing movements combined with deep breathing, fostering balance, and tranquility. Okay. Now, the last one is my favorite, dance or movement meditation. So engage in free form dance or movement meditations. Okay. So allowing your body to express itself without judgment or self-consciousness. So let the music guide your movements as you surrender to the present moment. Okay. I think everyone should dance every day. Okay? Dance like nobody's watching you. It doesn't matter if they are. Okay? They'll probably be like, oh my God, I wish I was her. She's got so much self-confidence. Okay? Just do it. Okay? I'm telling you, they'll follow you. So, mindful movement is a powerful practice that nourishes our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. So, think about the mindful movements. So, by embracing physical activities with a heightened sense of awareness and presence, we unlock the transformative potential of mindful movement. So let us incorporate these practices into our self-care routines. So cultivating a deeper connection with our bodies, reducing stress, and promoting holistic well-being. So through the art of mindful movement, we can foster a harmonious relationship between our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, and embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. I just want to make it relatable. How many of you went to a dance party? Okay, you go to a dance party and you're like, oh, I love this song. And then you just go nuts, right? Because everyone's going nuts. And then after the song's over, you're like, my God, this is like the best ever. Okay, so like that. That's what I'm talking about, mindful movements. So movement can be challenging. So today's culture is fueled by unrealistic ideals of body image, like I was saying before. So everywhere we turn, we see heavily edited posts of ideal body shapes, what I eat in a day videos, a miracle exercise routine. As a result of those, exercise may not be seen as a daily activity to improve our well-being, but instead as a means to an end. So using exercise to change our bodies can brew an incredibly negative relationship with exercise and body image. So we can find ourselves in exercise environments where we compare ourselves to others, isolate ourselves, and get sucked into a number-focused activity that breeds negativity and burnout. So I did that. Did I ever tell you the story about my first Zumba class? So this is what happened. So when I first started my journey, I thought of ways to incorporate exercise. So I loved Zumba because Zumba was very Latin beats. I love it, and it was just fun for me. It filled my soul. So instead of me finding Zumba classes in Stouffville because I had a negative relationship with my outer body, I drove 35 to 40 minutes outside of Stouffville because I'm like, no one's gonna see me and I don't have to worry about running into somebody that I knew. And so I drove 40 minutes to do a Zumba class. When I go to the Zumba class, when I walked in the first time, there was mirrors everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, just shoot me now. So I found, because I had a negative relationship with my outer body. So I found a wall that did not have a mirror. So what I did was I changed my perspective and I'm like, I'm just, because I don't see myself, I'm just gonna have a good time. And what I did was I took my glasses off because without my glasses, I can't see anything. So in my head, I'm like, if I can't see them, they can't see me. So that's what I did. And the best thing about that was the instructor at the time, she said that she lost a lot of weight and please don't be perfect in this class, just have fun. And then at that moment, I remember it must have been like back in 2016, 2017. And I said to myself, I'm like, if I ever, like, this is what I said, like, not even knowing what my future looked like. In my head, I'm like, if I ever instructed a class, I'd make sure that no one takes their glasses off and I'm gonna make sure that everyone feels comfortable. This is me in my head. 2 years later, quit my corporate job and did fitness. Isn't that crazy? I know. So just be mindful and have fun in what you're doing. So, intention. So each time we work out or exercise, there's an intention associated with it. But this intention does not have to be motivated by weight loss or body image. I don't want to do that anymore. Okay. There are many reasons to exercise. Everybody knows it. So, for example, we may be interested in improving our overall well-being, mental health, or sleep quality. Okay. So when we go to exercise, we can check in with ourselves and take note of the intention behind our workout. So if you eliminate the reason why I'm working out is because I need to lose weight and change my body to I need to fuel my body and do exercise so my heart feels better, my muscles, my mental health. If you do that with that intention, the workout becomes a more powerful. Okay? So is my intent to change my body aesthetics through this workout? Is my intent to move my body because it feels good? Is my intent to enjoy myself with peers in an active environment? Is my intent to compensate for past behavior? I binge, a food binging, of feelings of guilt, etc. So think of the intent. So if you eliminate the stereotypical reason for exercise, and just say, I am going to give thanks to my feet that I can move. So I'm going to boot scoot my way into happiness. Okay? I know it's almost over. Don't worry, everyone. Another thing is think about the environment. So we can nurture a positive relationship with exercise in an environment that makes us feel safe. So for some, a group environment such as group yoga, attending in a body class, it's due to the supportive and social environment. Okay. So for others, a walk in nature away from number tracking and other bodies to compare themselves to feel better. But I try to go do things that are social and try to do things that are fun. You know what I mean? Because the retention is longer. So no one environment is best. So we get to decide what feels best for us. Okay. So when considering what environment feels best, here are some things we can reflect on. So number one, would this activity feel safer in a group setting or an individual setting? Would I rather be doing this workout inside or outside? Would some music, a podcast, or a TV show be a good way to keep my mind on something other than numbers? Okay. The last thing I want to talk about too is check in with your body. So it is incredibly important to listen to our bodies when we are exercising. So for some of us, stopping before we reach a certain benchmark in our workout, like an amount of weight lifting, calories burned, whatever, can be triggering and uncomfortable. So however, our bodies do not work on a benchmark basis, and they know when it is an appropriate time to stop, right? So our bodies will communicate when they have had enough. Is my body shaking? Is my body in pain? Am I feeling lightheaded? Do I feel like I need to stop and rest? Listen to it. Just because I can run 5 kilometers and you can run 1 kilometer and you're trying to push yourself to do 5 kilometers, your body's shaking, you're like almost dying. What are you trying to prove? That's wrong. Okay. So these are all signs that it's time to stop when you're thinking about how your body's reacting. Your body's like, it's gonna calm down a little bit. So we know our body is the best. It is important to be honest with ourselves and stop when we are tired. Working out past this point of exhaustion does not breed a positive relationship with exercise, and it can lead to burnout and negative feelings about movement. Okay? Check in with your mind. Our mindset is also very important when we're exercising. It is common that certain workout environments or specific exercises can brew negative self-talk, feelings of shame. Okay? So we do not want this to be a part of our relationship with exercise. Okay, so I don't like CrossFit. CrossFit gets me mad. So I don't do it. It doesn't mean that I can't do it. I just choose not to because I listen to my thoughts and how my body reacts to CrossFit. Okay, so this is the conclusion. They're like, thank God she's almost done. So the conclusion is this: nurturing our relationship with movement is incredibly important for our well-being. So, a positive relationship with movement does not form overnight. So, as we navigate through our movement journey, we can remember to be mindful of our intent, environment, bodies, and thought patterns during exercise. It will take time and practice to begin implementing these strategies, and that's okay. So, we can practice self-compassion during difficult times. So what is most important is that we stay true to our values and place ourselves in an ex exercise environment that feels good. Good night. It was nice talking to everyone. So that's basically what I hope I was able to inspire you and change your perspective. Okay? So if you have any questions or if you want to say something about it, what I've talked about, by all means, this is the time to do it. If not, I hope you guys learn something new or be like, yeah, I'm gonna try that. But at the end of the day, is what my focus of the year is to feed my soul and my mind with things that bring me joy. And giving gratitude and doing things to nurture my organs. So, if you think of it that way, it's a good intent. If you think of it that way, everything else is like, you know, sunflowers and roses and all that stuff. Okay? Does anybody want to say something? You're like, no, Antonetta, I think you covered it all. But other than that, that's basically what the workshop was all about today. So hopefully, you had enjoyed it. And that's it. Anybody want to say something or not? You don't have to. We can end it if you want to. But I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Sandra. I appreciate that. And that's it. Are we signing off and being fast? See you later? Yes? Can I get a wave or something? No, we're good. Lorna, say hi to Paul. Tell him I said hello. Thank you, everybody. You guys are so sweet. I appreciate it. Stay kind to yourself and do what makes you happy. Bye. Let me stop my recording.